In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning we celebrate the Feast of All Saints, a time to remember those who have gone before us in the faith, that cloud of witnesses to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We reflect on those saints who have influenced us in our own lives, or with whom we might feel a special spiritual connection. Their lives are tales of perseverance, faithfulness, and love. I often marvel at their stories and the lengths they would go to follow Christ. Some of them have quite bizarre stories. There's St. Simeon Stylites, who, in order to find more time for prayer from the crowds that he attracted by his working of miracles, climbed and lived atop a 45-foot pillar, where he remained for 37 years. Or there's St. Ammonius, a 4th-century hermit who, after being chosen to be bishop by a nearby community because they loved him so much, was so distressed by this that he cut off his own ear in order to try and avoid ordination. He cited the book of Leviticus. He said it forbade a man who was mutilated from being a priest. It is said that he was known as Ammonius the Earless from then on. And it is also said that the community was deeply shaken. I can't imagine why. And they returned to their bishop, who declared that he would ordain them, that he would ordain Ammonius anyway, even if he threatened to chop his nose off. So Ammonius doubled down, and when his community wanted to drag him off again to the bishop, he said to them, "I swear to you that if you do such a thing to me, I shall cut out my tongue instead." This seemed to catch their attention, and they did not want to lose his preaching, and they left him alone to continue his life as a hermit. Bizarre. There are many stories that are more somber than these. St. Stephen, the first martyr, was stoned to death for confessing Christ. St. James of Jerusalem, the brother of Jesus, was put up on the top of the pinnacle of the temple and instructed to turn people away from Christ. When he refused, he was thrown off the roof. In our readings for this feast, we find again and again the exhortation to turn towards and follow Christ, to walk the path of those saints who have gone before us to the kingdom, who have been united with Christ in the heavenly Jerusalem. But I always wonder on this day, what about those left here? What about us on earth today, this morning? And I wonder if the idea of inheritance is key to understanding this question. Daniel and Jesus allude to inheritance, but Paul speaks of it directly. In Christ, he says, we have obtained an inheritance. And that inheritance, rooted in hearing the word, understanding the truth of our salvation, and being marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit, is aimed towards our redemption, to the praise of God's glory. When I think of inheritance, I often think of wills. Inheriting something to me is usually related to someone dying, and the passing down of money, land, status, title, or other material goods. As Christians, our inheritance begins with death too, but it does not end with death. What we receive instead is life, from the God who raised Jesus from death and seated him in heaven, far above all the powers of the world that killed him. The inheritance of the saints seems to be a future tense concept, this thing that some people have received who are now elsewhere. Daniel alludes to this. He says, "The holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever." And Jesus, too, he says, "You will be filled. You will laugh." But I also think the inheritance begins now, and it begins with baptism. Baptism signifies our own death to sin and its shackles, We die and rise with Christ and begin to walk that path of the saints towards the inheritance of the kingdom and the power of that Holy Spirit which we have been sealed in. We turn to Jesus, promising to follow and obey him. The saints were varied in their lives, ministries, and eccentricities, but if I were to assign all of them one thing, it would be that they wanted to follow Jesus. No matter what, mocked or tempted, persecuted or corrupted by the power of the church, they were people whose sole purpose, goal, desire in life was to follow. They were not naive, and neither are we. We know the beasts that Daniel speaks of that rise up out of the seas, the kings of the earth who vie with God for our attention. These beasts might be monarchs, tyrants, presidents, or systems of oppression so deeply ingrained in our society that it seems like nothing can dislodge them. Or they might be more personal than that. They seek love not for love's sake, but for their own. Not for God, but for the forces that seek to tear us away from God's love. The saints battled with these beasts, and we struggle with them too. And this is when our inheritance becomes real, because we need that future reality, because right now can be pretty tough. Sometimes it seems like the scales are tipping in the favor of the world over and against God, and it can become hard to trust that this inheritance will become a reality. There are countless saints who grappled with feelings of abandonment and spiritual desolation for great lengths of time. They might have thought, what reason do I have to trust in Jesus? Maybe I should walk another path, an easier path. Which then begs the question, why do we trust in Jesus and walk this path of the saints? And I wonder if the answer is in our gospel this morning. It says he looked up at his disciples. He looked up at them. He didn't look down like a king or the God that he is. He looked up. He who would be put above in that high place in heaven, ruler of rulers, looks up at us. And that is the God in whom we put our trust, who stooped down from heaven to take form, the form of a human, in order that God might become more acquainted with our lot in life. Jesus looks up and says, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom. Who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Who weeps now, for you will laugh. This is personal stuff. You will laugh. You will be filled. And here again is inheritance. We will inherit joy, a sense of fulfillment, even if the path of the saints involves the opposite. Jesus looks up at us and puts present woes in eternal perspective. He does not shrug off the real realities of poverty, hunger, or depression, but looks up at us and says, I hear you, and I see you, and it is to you that I will give my inheritance, for you have suffered for me. The Beatitudes speak for themselves, really. If anything gives us an idea of what being a saint might look like, it's this gospel passage for today. They are the guide for that continuous process of redemption that Paul speaks of. And by the grace of God, following them brings us closer and closer towards that inheritance of the saints. By participating in Christ's vision for earth, we are united with him. As we are united with him, we are united to that risen reality, which is our inheritance. The life of the saints is one of faithfulness, even to their own detriment. Not all of us, I pray, will be moved by the Holy Spirit to cut off one of our ears or to live on a pillar. Then we probably won't be cast off this roof or stoned to death. The reality of this world we live in means that as Christians, at least, we are not often reviled, hated, or excluded. Our church is a powerful one, at least for now still. But if you are reviled, criticized, or even hated for showing love or doing good to an enemy, Jesus might say, "You're on the right track. You are following in the work of the saints, for God's strength manifests in what appears to be weakness but is actually stronger than death. So let us walk towards the inheritance of the saints, unshaken by the beasts that rise out of the sea. Being united with Christ through faith and obedience, I too with Paul am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God and Christ Jesus our Lord. Take this truth as strength as you live out the Beatitudes and journey on that path of the saints towards the kingdom of everlasting life. Amen.